Good evening, church. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go to John 11 tonight. Stop about verse 44. That's what I have marked, verse 44 tonight. Oh, ain't got nobody. Okay. Got to do something about that. Verse 44. All right. And you know, John 20, whole thing, John 20, 31. I'd like to continue to read that to reaffirm the reason why, will, purpose. Many other signs true to Jesus and the presence of the disciples were not written in this book. But these are written that they might believe, right? That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Life through his name. Life by his authority. By believing based on the perfect law of liberty. So let's look at verse 44 and let's begin verse 43 and 44 and we'll begin. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice. I'm going to give you a word that you might want to look at there to signify what he's been saying there in relationship to Jesus, how he spoke with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. The word that you might want to look at, if you want to look at one, it's duo ixio. It's D-E-U-R-O. D-E-U-R-O. E-X. Another word, E-X-O-O. D-E-U-R-O-E-X-O-O. Come out. See, come out. Come out. That is, that with a loud voice. And you might want to look at this for an example in Mark chapter 5 and verse 42. Jesus talked to that damsel. He told her to arise. That same word that he used there, John 5, 28 to 29. When he said, peace be still. Peace be still, to show the power of God. That when God speaks with a loud voice. See, when God speaks with a loud voice, that's authority. The same way he speaks to us today. By authority, by his name, by his authority. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in another name. And that's what that word means. That duo, E-X-O-O, simply means that he spoke with a loud voice to signify that he is Jesus, that they might believe, in order that they may have life, in order for his will to be done. And the reason why I'm bringing that up, because will, purpose, in relationship to miracles that were done, even in the Old Testament, even on the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, even today. See, it has purpose and has will and relationship to not just being done, to be done. See, Lazarus being brought forth from the dead, when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, it was not just to be done, just to be done, to satisfy Mary and Martha. But it was done with a purpose in mind, in relationship to show that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and then through him we have life through the resurrection. See, he arose from the dead. See, same phrase. He came out, it came out of the dead man. That's what that burial and baptism do. When you're buried with him in baptism, you bury that old man of sin. Matter of fact, Colossians 2:12 say baptism is a burial. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said we become new creations in Christ Jesus. That is, when we die, the old man is buried to rise to walk in newness of life. Now, that could not happen if no authority is not there. See, that's the reason why you can't be baptized wrong and end up right. Because if you baptize wrong, see, there's no authority in it. There's no authority in it. See, anybody could not have said, Lazarus, come forth. Everybody didn't have that authority. See, if they could have, why didn't Mary do it? Why didn't Martha do it? Why, we're going to see that there were Pharisees there, there were Sadducees there, there was a whole lot of people there who was there around them. Some was there, we're going to see in a minute, for comforting, and some was there for an evil purpose. See? But only Jesus had that authority in relationship to utilize his power, because the rising up of Lazarus, Romans 15:4, was something in the fourth time without learning. It's an antitype between that happened and now what happened today. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. You see what I'm talking about? See, that's the reason why that phrase, see, he said with a loud voice, Holy Spirit used the phrase, a loud voice, come out, come out, come out, Lazarus, come out that dead man from the grave, because see, what's going to happen was he was given life. See, and that's the same thing what baptism does for us, but baptism is sanctioned by his authority. Go to Romans 6 right quick. And I know it's repetition for some of you, but I want to show it to you. In Romans chapter 6, see, we see that same phrase there. Romans chapter 6, okay, begin reading in verse number 3. See, in Romans 6, 3, see, we were dead, but now we're made alive through Jesus. Amen. It's that same authority that he used with Lazarus, come out. He used that same authority today when he tell the world, come unto me. Come out of sin. See, be ye separate, said the Lord. He used that same authority through the water and grave of baptism. So in Romans 6, 3, he said, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. When we're in sin, we're dead. Did you not know that? Any sin that we fail to repent of, we are dead. See, we are dead. That's why we have to crucify, Galatians 2:20. We have to modify, because sin literally kills us. We are dead. See, we have to be made alive. Same way Lazarus had to be what? Made alive. See, he said, therefore we'll bear with him by baptism into death. See, same connotation. That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. See, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that the old man is crucified, Galatians 2:20, with Jesus. That the body of sin might be what? Destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we should live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more, death has no more dominion over him. You see, and I can continue to read on and on. But the whole point that's being made here, I'm trying to show you the one side of this miracle was not a miracle just to satisfy Martha and Mary, but it's to prove a point even under grace and truth. See, because you hear so many people say, well, I've been baptized one time, I've been baptized two times, well, I've been baptized three times. Well, if your baptism is a baptism of Ephesians 4:4, one baptism, well, number one, well, why are you being baptized one time, two times, three times? Because see, it's not, it don't fit authority. See, when it's wrong, see, you're not going to rise, right? Because you got to be buried with them in baptism to rise, to walk in newness of life through the power of the gospel. See, and that's the reason why I wanted to give you that word there, because even over in Mark 4 or John 5, when Jesus said, peace be still, or he said, arise, or he said, Lazarus come out, so forth, see, he came forth because he's Jesus. In the same way, guess what? We are saved because of Jesus. Amen. He being the head of the church. Amen. See, he purchased it with his blood. Amen. See, that's the significance of it. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Okay? And then verse 44. And he that was dead, okay? Look at the Holy Spirit used the word. And he. He didn't say them, did he? Amen. Isn't it wonderful how the Holy Spirit speaks? You ever study the Bible and see how unison the Bible is, and how the Bible just fit like a puzzle, and one part just fit to the next part, they never get out of line. You always start, if you start in the present tense, he's going to end in the present tense. See how the Holy Spirit just used, because he didn't say, and they are them, but he said, and he, who is he? Lazarus. Amen. That's who he told what? Lazarus come forth. He said everybody in would come forth, did he? He said everybody in Zion Memorial come forth, did he? He said Lazarus. Amen. Y'all see what I'm talking about? See? And people talking about they want the Holy Ghost and don't know how the Holy Ghost works. Amen. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with gray clothes, and they were bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said to them, loose him, let him go. See, loose him, let him go. Then many of the Jews came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did. They believed on him. Stop right here. I'm going to read that one more time. Because, see, people say they study God's word, right? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, right? Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, right? So look what it says here. It said, then men of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. Question, why in the world today that same application can't be applied? Why can't people just take the book and see Jesus? And once you see Jesus, based on what's written on this book, believe on him. You understand what I'm just saying? See, they saw what had been done. And when they saw it, what did they do? They believed. Faith come by hearing by the word of God. Amen. Am I right? Same connotation. People say, I love Jesus. I know Jesus. How can you say you love Jesus and know Jesus? John 14:15, if you love me, you will do what? Keep my commandments. Go with me to John right quick. I want to share something to you. Y'all see the point that I'm saying? See, they saw the miracle. See, they believed the miracle. See, based on what they saw, they believed. Well, we see the word every day. Amen. Well, if you see the word, you study the word, well, why you want to be antagonistic toward the word? Is that a false faith? Is that a faith in vain? Is that a faith like the devil believed but trembled? What kind of faith is that? You understand what I'm saying? That's something for us to think about. Go ahead, Jerry. Well, for our sake, John 12:48, he that rejected me and received not my word has one to judge him. These same words we shall be judged by, right? Am I right? John 8:31-32, John 17:17, sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is what? Truth. See, and I can go on and on and give you many, many more scriptures to defend why everything must be done by authority. Okay, let me go a little bit further. And I understand what you're saying. How come we can go at a job and they tell you, this is your manual. These are the rules of this company. This is where it got to be done. Now, to maintain your job, do you divert? Do you pervert? Do you twist? Do you? As many employees that McDonald's has. See, well, why don't somebody say, well, we don't want golden arches no more. We're going to take the arches down. Or why won't somebody say, well, we're going to change the menu. We don't want the Big Mac the way it is. Why? They want to maintain their job, right? You understand what I'm saying? See, I understand what you're saying, but I'm trying to make a point. The point is, we got to abide in God's word. We got to keep God's word. See, we look at Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. We look unto Jesus. We seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? based on sight. Sight through seeing in the word. Right? Because we're going to be judged by the word, right? See? And the only point that I'm making, because it's kind of funny, that here, it says that then men of the Jews came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, they believed on him. Now, what you're saying now, John 46, what you talking about? Because 46 says, but some of them went their ways. Look how the Holy Spirit got that plural. Would mean that there's more than what? One way. Right? The Holy Spirit is saying, but some of them went his way. Their way. That is a plural pronoun of possession. Am I right? Their way. See, they didn't go Jesus' way. They didn't see what the others saw. They saw what they want to see. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all see what I'm saying? That's what he's saying here. He said, some seen and believed. Some went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. See, then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we, for this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them named Caiaphas, y'all see it? All right. Do y'all see it? You're looking in your Bible. I'm not going to mess up his name, okay? Being the high priest, the same year, said to him, you know nothing at all. Well, what would make him make a statement that? You know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, even this man, if you go back and look at him and look at that, he wasn't just a high priest 1 year. When the phrase used that same year, it don't mean that he'd just been a high priest 1 year. When you go back and look at history, Josephus will tell you that literally his daddy was Amos, who was a high priest, and then he was a high priest around AD 18 to AD 36. So he'd been around a long time in relationship to knowing what's right. Okay? And then if you can go back a little bit further and look at the Old Testament and look at high priests in the Old Testament, some of them still had the power to prophesy too, in relationship to understanding and knowing the Old Testament. See, in relationship to what Ezekiel said, what Jeremiah said, what Daniel said, or any of the prophets said in the Old Testament. Because see, here he's going to repeat it. He's going to repeat why Jesus came. He's going to repeat why Jesus came. Now, the problem may be, did they believe him? Did they want to believe him? No. But they did say, I'm jumping a little ahead, they said, beware. Keep an eye on him. Because see, if this man continue to do miracles and many, many people believe, see, what we're going to do, we're going to have trouble. It's nothing but the work of the devil. That's all it is, the work of the devil. It's the work of a mindset in relationship to people looking and seeing Jesus and believing, and they didn't want to lose power or control in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. But let me continue to read right quick. I want to read the whole thing. I'm going to start reading all over again in verse 46. I'm just going to read on, okay? And I'm not going to stop. Verse 46. It says, but some of them went their ways. I want you to underline the word ways and write John 14, 6 down. The reason why I want you to write John 14, 6, because in John 14, 6, he said, I am the way. Right? That lead to truth. See, if all would have been unified and all who seen him would have believed, the rest of the verses wouldn't even matter. Right? See, the rest of it wouldn't even matter over here in verse 46. By ways, right, John 14, 6, it signified that the Holy Spirit using the plural way to go back to the Pharisees to tell them what Jesus had done. See, but the Holy Spirit used that word ways. 47, then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we, for this man doeth many miracles. See, And if we let him thus alone, all men, see the difference, all men. That's the key word there, all men. Did you think the devil want all men to believe? Amen. It's like today. Do you think the devil want FAPOG to be what, in peace? Do you think that? Based on what's written in the book? No. Amen. That's the reason why he have diversions out there, people are perverters out there who say they know Jesus and they see Jesus, but based on their action, they live different lives. See? And we know that. So, and then verse 48, I'm gonna keep reading, ain't gonna stop. Let me continue to read. I ain't gonna stop, I'm always stopping. I'm gonna start at 46 again. Don't let me stop, John. I'm just gonna continue to read, okay? Because I want you to see the whole thing. All right, if I stop and try something, keep reading, okay? 4-6. He said, but some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation. Huh? Y'all know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to continue to read. Y'all remember nations, okay? Because I got to come back to that, okay? All right, but I'm going to continue. That's the key word. Kick that back up to me, okay? And one of them named Caiaphas, okay, being the high priest that same year, said to them, you know nothing at all, nor consider that it is an expedience for us that one man should die for this people and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he, not of himself, but being a high priest that year, he prophesied. Underline that word. Remember, somebody prophesied, okay? That Jesus should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. Now I'm going to stop right there. And let's go back to that verse right there, 48, where he used that phrase, if we let him thus alone, all men will believe on Jesus, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation. This is the point I want to make. See, the problem with the Jews, even today, why even today, Jews don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, is that they never could distinguish a physical kingdom versus a spiritual kingdom. It's the same way in the church today. People want to make the church to be lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And it's not that way. The church is spiritual. Ephesians 1:3, all spiritual blessings are in what? Christ Jesus. See, go with me to Acts chapter 1. I want to show you a good example here. Acts chapter 1, I want to show you a good example here. Jesus getting ready to send back to heaven. See, even his apostles still did not understand what was going on. See, still did not believe what was going on in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Look at Acts chapter 1 and beginning in verse 9. See, they still did not understand. Because see, they thought this nation, that this king that was going to come about based on the prophets of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph was a physical kingdom. They thought this kingdom was going to come back and restore the kingdom back to Israel. Because you remember in the Old Testament, the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom, it had been divided many times, didn't it? See, in relationship to the division that occurred in the Old Testament. See, Jeroboam, Rehoboam, northern, southern kingdom. So they saw division. They knew that the kingdom had been divided. So this Messiah that had been prophesied about, this Messiah that they knew was going to come, see, they still did not understand. Like people today. People don't understand the church today. Because if people understood the church today, we all would be speaking the same thing, be of the same mind, all be like-minded. Would you agree with that? If you see Jesus the way the Bible portrays Jesus, there will be no doubt who Jesus is. If you get out the way and let God's will be done, see, just get out the way and just said, Lord, let thy will be done, and really be sincere and want thy will to be done, see, all the other arguments will stop. But they just did not know. They just did not see. Look what's been said in verse 9, Acts 1. It said, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, come his apostles, because you know, remember Mark 9, 1, Luke 24, 45 to 47, they were told to go into the city of Jerusalem and Tyre, they being dealt with power, what? From on high. So these, he's talking to the apostles, right? See, he's not talking to a high priest. He's not talking to those who were looking for a different motives for Jesus. He was talking to his disciples. They had been with Jesus for 3 years and still did not understand. And he said, and when he had spoken these things, while they believed, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfast toward him, as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up in heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go in glory. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the Mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, is a Sabbath day. Sabbath day journey. See, and then it goes on to the upper room in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So you see the point that I'm trying to say? They still did not understand. Now, question, how in the world could these people who have been with Jesus for 3 years, been eating, sleeping, been with him for 3 years, have a misconception about the kingdom? See, because they didn't understand, because they still were looking for what? A physical king. See, and these people today who had been with Jesus, seen Jesus, but some believed, some didn't believe, same way today. Some people going to be saved, some people going to be lost. All Christians, everybody who's been added to the body of Christ, is not going to be saved. Not going to heaven. The reason why they're not going to heaven, you know the main reason why a lot of people ain't going to heaven? It's mindset. It's belief. How you see Jesus. See, can't see it but one way, right? See, denying self, picking up your cross, crucifying, mollifying. And a lot of people just don't do that. Because, see, their will supersedes God's will. See, that's what their problem was. See, what meaneth this man? See, what he going to do, he going to destroy what been promised to us. Well, what's been promised to us? A kingdom. But see, they were looking for a physical kingdom. Am I right? See, we've been doing this for 15, 20 years. See, why are you going to change now? We're going to change because that's what we see Jesus wants us to do. Amen? Called grace. Amen? You've been doing this for 15, 20 years, then God allow you to live and to come to understand the change. That's nothing to make you say amen, amen. Amen. Y'all see what I'm talking about? See, it was the motive there in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So let's go back right quick. Let me finish reading. So nation. See, and then the next word I want you to see, verse 48. We looked at that, right? Y'all with me? Okay. And then 51. Okay, and then he said, and this spake he not of himself, but being a high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. I'm not that word prophesied. Go back. You know what would be a good study for you to look at? As you study God's word to see Jesus, even in the Old Testament, go back and look and see in the Old Testament how God used prophets of old times to prophesy in relationship to understanding what was or is the will of God. Now we know that the 39 books of the Old Testament, right? How many prophets you had? 17, right? 17 for prophetic books, right? Is it 12 major? 5 miles, all right? In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Okay? Y'all got that sheet, right? Y'all got that one? 5 majors and 12 minors. Okay. All right. Y'all write that down. Check out that. Make sure that's right. I'm asking them. I knew it's 17. Okay. In relationship, y'all got this here? Put it out right quick. You need one, Randy? You have one? You got all of it? You ain't got this one. I got this one while you were gone. You got something that look like it. I'm trying to help you, brother. They all look alike, huh? What'd you say? See, in relationship, you want another one? I got some extra ones, okay? In relationship, to see what I'm talking about, and then you look at verse 51. See, go back, not here, but over here, from this period right here, from here, see, and watch that word prophesy in that sucker miller here in relationship to especially Saul, David, Solomon, Rehoboam, Jeroboam, Jeroboam, Ezra, Nehemiah, in relationship to that period of time here from 1 Samuel all the way down to Ezra. Okay, and just look at those 17 books at that period of time of prophecy. Because that's where most of it was written anyway. Okay, the books of prophets. Okay, go back and look at that. And I'm going to look at it too, and then we'll bring that back up. The reason why I'm saying that, because see, even on the prophets of the New Testament, of John 14, 26, 15, 16, 13, 13, and look at the prophets, we know we have prophets in relationship to that which in part, to that which perfect has come, but they all had different reasoning, see, in relationship. See, this king here, he knew the law. Am I right? And if he knew the law, and understood the law in relationship of the prophets and had the power to prophesy, why could he not have prophesied right? Instead of prophesying wrong. Hold on. You understand what I'm saying? See, he could have very well, and we can go there. You go to Ephesians chapter 1, and we probably ain't going to have time to go through it. Ephesians chapter 1, 19 to 23. Ephesians chapter 2, 2 to verse 18. And many other verses in relationship to prophecy of Jesus coming to establish a kingdom in relationship to the will of God. This man could have prophesied right, but he didn't have to prophesy wrong. But that ain't where the devil works. Because if you back all the way back up, see, after Lazarus came out of the grave, right, after they had been loose, right, and then they said that many people seen it and believed it, well, they all could have believed it, right, based on what they were. So, see, the Holy Spirit did not have to go that far, but the Holy Spirit did. You know why? To let us know that everybody ain't going to do right. Everybody ain't going to be saved. There's always going to be opposition. See, there's always going to be people who object truth. There's always going to be people who pervert the gospel, twist the gospel. See, you're going to have that in the church. That's the reason why. You need to study. I need to study. That we all may speak the same thing. And don't be led or be drawn away by false doctrine. Go ahead, my brother. You better be glad I feel good. How you doing, my brother? Good to see you. I knew it wasn't one of us over here. You do? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So you see what I'm saying there? The contrast the Holy Spirit is spending in relationship. And the reason why I'm spending time on it, because see, sometimes you get discouraged. Sometimes you say, the church messed up again. People are doing this again. It's always going to be that way. Because the devil is a roaring lion. Amen. Seeking who we may devour. And like I say all the time, the devil failed one time. He didn't stop to see, right? So he's given another chance. See, and hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. So the devil know he's going back to hell. So what the devil is doing, trying to get as many as us to see, or you to see, are people who don't see Jesus through the word, amen, to believe another way. Amen. See, it's like the world today. You know, it's amazing, man. I mean, the president was on TV today, the vice president on TV today, I mean, they're instituting councils, and I mean, they're doing everything to try to solve the problem. I can solve it 5 seconds. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people are called by my name, will humble ourselves and pray and seek my face. We just got to repent. Amen. We got to realize that God still got the whole control of the world. Amen. The Bible said he would not be mocked. Isn't that what he said? What we sow, we gonna what? We have sold bad, people. This world has sold bad. See, we have left principles, spiritual principles. See, we don't give respect to whom respect is due. So what do you expect? What do you expect? They say, well, children play too many of these video games. Well, whose fault that is? That's parenting. Am I right? You allow your kids to sit down on the computer. See, we have given up jacks and marbles for video games. You remember that? Some of y'all too young know how to shoot marbles. Y'all remember how to play jacks? See? We don't do that no more. See? We are electronic age. See? I'd be sitting at my desk on my front porch. I'd be watching children walk home from school. Most all those kids got cell phones. I'm talking about that school don't go but to the sixth grade where I live. And I be looking at them. They be talking. They be texting. They all got cell phones. Who buy a phone? They can't pay a bill themselves. They can't do it. You understand what I'm trying to say? And then we wonder why. They say, well, the lady knew that her son had a mental problem. Well, your son crazy. Why are you teaching him how to shoot a gun for? And my children not mentally crazy. I ain't gonna buy no gun put in front of him. But what to shoot me? You understand what I'm saying? He said, nah, I hide them too. Do what? That's the point I'm saying. They are in denial. What put them in denial? Sin. See, we live in a world instantly. Am I right? See, and that's the problem. And see, what it has done is creeping in the church. It's creeping in the church. It's in the church. And see, what we got to do now, see, preachers are making so much money to preach nowadays. See, they're not going to preach the gospel in season and out of season. They're not going to preach, you know, the gospel. You know why? Because they fear. They don't want to step on nobody's toes. You understand what I'm saying? See? So the whole point I'm trying to say that if you see Jesus the wrong way, and they saw him the wrong way, and then they even had a high priest. Man, you a Pharisee, belong to the Sanhedrin Council. Your dad was a high priest. You come from a strong pedigree. See, if somebody, I mean, and he became one, and even though the Holy Spirit used that phrase that same year don't mean he's just been one year. You go back and look at, I mean, because we know that this man had been a high priest around AD 18. He stayed one around AD 46. So he had strong reputation. You see what I mean? And he gonna stop and tell you, and then he gonna use the phrase, I prophesied to tell you this, that this man here gonna destroy us so the Romans can overtake us? Who you gonna believe if you don't have nothing there to fight him back with? Y'all with me? See, that's the danger, folks, and I tell you this all the time. Don't let nobody control your spirituality. If you got to listen to me for you to think spiritually, something wrong with you. Some mere man just like you. Am I right? I'm here working on my salvation just like you working on your salvation. Amen. If you ain't studying the word that you can see Jesus based on that book, see what I'm saying here, you should go back and re-examine again. Make sure it was thus said the Lord. Amen. See, because it's going to be some times when things come up that it's going to be some decision you're going to have to make as a parent, as a wife, as a husband. But see, if you ain't got no substance there, what you going to make it with? All those people who didn't believe Jesus but followed the other crowd, they were following based on ignorance. If they had knowledge there, they wouldn't have followed him. Amen? Am I right? I'm not going to follow you if you're wrong. I mean, I like you, but if you come up with something that can't be proven in the book, and just because I like you, I'm not going to follow you. I don't care if you're my wife. I don't care who you is. I'll see you when I get back. I'm not going to stay around you because you ain't got but one soul what? Saved, and that's the whole point that we need to understand. Let me read. I got 4 minutes left. I want to finish this chapter. I'm going to read on. Don't stop me. Verse 51. Don't stop me. And this way he, not of himself, but being a high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together one and warn the children of God that were scattered abroad. Hey, write Ephesians 1, 19 to 23 there and go there. I don't have time. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 18. Ephesians chapter 1, 19 to 23. And then Ephesians 2, 18. To emphasize, see, why Jesus became the propitiator or the advocate, said that we may be heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Through his death, he made us all one. Amen. See, made us all one through Jesus dying on the cross. Then it said in verse 53, then from that day forth, they took counsel together to put him to death. See, always when the devil make people wrong, all devils stick together. Isn't that what it said? They took counsel, didn't they? Then one man do it, but they all did it. Amen. See, it comes about because they are ignorant. Amen. See, then it says, first of all, Jesus therefore walked no more quietly among the Jews, but went thence into a country near to the wilderness, unto a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. See, he continued with his disciples. See, when you're right and you know you're right, see, when you're right based on the word, you're going to continue too with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Amen. And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem for the Passover to purify themselves. You know what the word Passover means, right? We talked about that in Leviticus, right? Passover always occurred 7 Sabbaths from Pentecost. And reading why the Holy Spirit used that, because, see, it's getting toward the end of Jesus' life. You see, the relationship to Jesus dying on the cross. See, in fulfillment of prophecy, Jesus died on the eve of Passover. Am I right? And then the Church of Christ is going to begin 50 days what? Later. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. And so when you see that, you understand what that word Passover means in relationship to what it's all about. Okay? See, just knowledge, understand what is the will of God. That is to purify himself. Then sought they for Jesus and spake among themselves as they stood in the temple, what think ye that he would not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees have given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show up that they might take him. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. And then two, question. Jesus knew that they were about to kill him too, right? But see, Jesus could not be killed through just dying. He had to die on the what? You understand? See, Jesus just dropped dead. If Jesus had a heart attack, or you stoned Jesus to death, they wouldn't have did. See, because it already been prophesied that Jesus would die on the cross. See, in relationship. But if you don't know who Jesus is, based on what you see and what you believe, how are you going to understand what truth is? Because every I had to be died and every T had to be what? In relationship. I came not to destroy, but I came to do what? all 17 books of the Old Testament had to be what? Fulfilled in order for God's will to be what? Done. See? And that's the reason why the Holy Spirit used that phrase, and you're going to see that a couple of times in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that word Passover, 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 because it plays significance into the Feast of Pentecost in relationship to the church being established on that day. I call those identifying marks that we know, 1 John 5:13, these things were written that we may know. We know this to be right. Amen? And you tell me we don't want to look into Jesus? Have mercy. Ain't it good to be saved? Good to be a part of the church, amen? So I don't have no problem with the Bible saying when the whole church come together in one place. I'm going to be here, amen? See, I ain't going to let nothing stop me from being here, amen? I know when we all come together, we come together for what? Purpose, right? To worship him in what? Spirit and in truth, amen? Is that right? Am I right? Y'all got that? Y'all want me to give y'all those verses again over 1 Corinthians 11 in case you didn't know? I'm about to go and give them to you. Go there right quick, then I'm going to hush. 1 Corinthians 11. I say it all the time. 1 Corinthians 14:23. Therefore, the whole church come together in one place. What we come together for? Celebrate death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. What we going to do? All 5 hours of worship, right? Y'all know we're going to do that at 11 o'clock, right? What time are we going to do it? We're going to do all 5 hours of worship. We ain't going to do it no more. That's when we're going to do it, right? The whole church come to what? Together in one place. And then over in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, all right, I want you to see that. See, I don't know where you're going to see Jesus. Verse 18, verse 20, and verse 33. Okay? I'm just convinced, brother. Get what? When you follow apostolic doctrine, that wasn't no but one church service. Am I right? They knew that when they did it, right? Now, you see what happened when you add to God's word? See, when you add to God's word, what we talked about Sunday morning, that word over in James, see, hold your spot, go there right quick. I know it's up, but I want you to see it. James 1. See, wavering. Remember Sunday morning we talked about that word wavering? James 1. You leave your axe. See, in faith, but let him act in faith, not wavering. See, that word wavering means you do it in a confused way, when you're doubtful, when you're various, see, or when you debate. You remember we talked about that? See, when you violate God's word, see, why did they look at another way? See, in the lesson tonight, they looked at another way because they did it in a wavering mind. They wasn't sure. Y'all with me? See, when you ain't sure about God's word, see, when you're confused, and God's not the author of confusion, but of peace, see, when you're not sure about the word, you're going to be wavering. You're going to be what? You're going to be confused. You want to debate God's word, don't you? Am I right? And God's word not made for that purpose. Am I right? Am I right? See, and that's the reason why, that's the point I'm saying. See, when you add to God's word and do something other than what the apostolic church did, you're going to have problems anyway. See, in relationship to understand what is the will of God. Because that's what they did. You remember back up? When he said, loose him. And Lazarus got up out the grave. Y'all remember that? You remember what he said? He said, men of the people saw what had been done and what they believed. But the others, they saw too, but they didn't believe. That's that wavering. Now the question is, why didn't they not believe? It's like today. How come all churches of Christ don't speak the same thing? We have the same book. Right? Am I right? We have the same book. We all see Jesus the same way, don't we? What's the problem? Why don't we all speak the same thing? Why we're not of the same mind? Why we're not like mine? We all got the same book. Well, they all saw Lazarus get up from the grave, didn't they? Some saw it and believed. And they followed Jesus. Some didn't. Am I right? That's the way it is. But you got to see Jesus as Jesus really is. You can add to Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 30:6, and Revelation 20:18-19, nor can you take away from God's word. You got to see Jesus just the way the Holy Spirit showed it to him. Okay? And that's the point. See? And let God's will be done. Last comment, my brother. Go ahead. Oh. That's right. That's it. See, couldn't do it. That's right. That's it. That's it. You know what Paul said in Galatians 2? He said, oh, foolish Galatians. Who bewitched you? Who bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. That's what I'm saying. See, when you don't study for yourself, When you listen to what other people say to make a conclusion. See, my conclusion got to be based on substance. See, it got to be based on substance. You understand what I'm saying? That's called authority. It's in the book. They looked on Jesus in the book. That's what he said. He said, who be with you? Who hookwink you? Who fool you? Don't let nobody do that to you. Am I right? See, it's what he just said. See, they wanted the law. The people in Galatians wanted the law. The people in Hebrew wanted the law. But they wanted the law on their own terms. And they couldn't get it. You know why they couldn't get the law on their own terms? Because it was preordained before the foundation of the earth. Everything was set in motion through Jesus, not the law. Galatians 3 said the law was nothing but a schoolmaster. That's all the law was. The law was nothing but a shallow thing to come. The law was nothing but a shallow things to come. Genesis 12:1, in thy seed shall all nations of earth be blessed through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and you watch that seed in that paper right there, travel from generation to generation. You know what the end result was? Based on the prophecy of Genesis 3:15, through the seed of a woman, Jesus was going to come into the world, Galatians 4:4, save mankind. It wasn't based on the law. That's why he called them foolish. I call you foolish. If you don't study for yourself, you sit here and take a phone call from a sinner tell you something antagonistic toward the world, you foolish. Amen? Let me make my own decision. Let me give you scripture, right? So you can study for yourself. Now, if you want to go out there and be foolish, come on out there. Am I right? Or mama used to say, you make your bed hard, you're going to do what? You're going to do it. See? Sometimes we know. We know things because we've been around the block 2 or 3 times. We know what they're doing is going to bring heartache. Sometimes they got to go out there and what? Don't touch that stove. You're going to get burnt. Touch it. They get burnt 2 or 3 times, they'll leave it alone. See? You understand what I'm saying? That's just life. Life, the best experience. But when it comes to the word of God, it's this. They looked on Jesus. Didn't they? They saw what Jesus did. See, they saw what Jesus did. And when they did it, they believed. Now, you're always going to have folks that ain't going to believe it. It's all in the book. Am I right? See? And that's the reason why he called it foolish. Who be with you? Who fool you? They're going to make you take your eyes off Jesus. Man, something wrong with you. I just get upset, man, when I know something to be right. And then I hear people sitting back here, and you want to debate with me about Jesus. You can't debate with me about Jesus. It's not debatable. Am I right? It's not debatable. See, it's not like, well, come on. What you think? It ain't what I think. My thoughts are not his thoughts. Amen. Ain't what I think. Come on, what you think? See, man, preachers come in, what you think? Show me the book. Don't tell me what you think. It don't matter. Show me what Jesus is. Does that make sense? Oh, I'm starting all up again. Gee. See, and that's the whole point. That's a good lesson, wasn't it? See, how you going to see Jesus? That'll preach, man. Write that down. Yeah. And preach it out of John 11 by 4-3 to the conclusion. You want to preach it? I'm going to give it to you. You want it? I'm going to get to both of y'all. Y'all both going to preach it the same day, but you're going to preach it. All right, y'all. Well, we appreciate you being with us so much, man. Hey, don't forget to pray for Brother Frazier. He's at the VA hospital, and he's doing fine.